Hi, I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides with
ICIS Chemical Shipping News for Monday the 30th of April. What's happening with that vegetable oil this week, Nick?
Plenty of it around, especially coming in from the Far East. It tends to be in big parcels, 40,000 tonnes down to about 12,000, which is considerably more than small parcels of chemicals that are coming this week.
And is that lots of volume for that particular market, or is it about right? And what's happening with prices?
I think it's probably about right. The point about the palm oil market is that it's taking up the chemical space, and that's keeping the prices for cargo coming this way to Europe firm.
But the converse of that is that stuff going to Asia should be finding plenty of space, I guess.
No, because there's lots of stuff coming out of the Arabian Gulf.
Right, okay.
So that's keeping firm too. In fact, I think the Far East trades in general have been pretty stable.
Sure, sure. And what about the Atlantic? How's the dollar affecting business there?
The dollar slide has had a big effect. Eastbound is going like a train.
That's from
the US to Europe.
And that's because the dollar's about $2 to the pound, I think, at the moment.
Something like that, yeah. And the biodiesel from there is being exported, and that's filling up the ships. Going the other way, the people are waiting, I think. It seems to be a consensus among brokers that charters are waiting to see what's going to happen with the driving season, and that which is coming up. They don't want to import clean petroleum product, which means that there's plenty of space around.
Oh, right.
I've noted a few vessels open in Rotterdam and around the ARA this week.
I mean, anecdotally speaking, I was in Paris a couple of weeks ago with Americans at the bar, and they were saying how desperately expensive Europe was because of the exchange rate. The Americans are clearly finding it expensive to buy European goods at the moment, so they're thinking about what they're doing, whether they really need to import stuff, I imagine.
Well, they are. I'm told by the brokers that the refineries in the States are actually working at full tilt to prevent, to circumvent the need to import this petroleum products. But they're saying that they're running out of certain things, so they're going to have to start importing at some stage quite soon.
Sure.
And that's what ship owners are banking on.
I suppose we get more ethanol into the gasoline pool in Europe,
that kind of
then that'll help displace product into the States.
Yes.
Into the States. So what's happening around the Med?
Well, the Med is interesting. Brokers were saying that lots of their colleagues are going off for extended holidays and tagging it on to the 1st of May Labor Day celebrations.
Sure.
So they were either going to be out from Tuesday for the rest of the week or from Monday for a few days, which means things have gone quieter. Things have been done up to now, and now there's a quiet period. Everybody was saying it was definitely quieter, fewer cargoes around, and that's kind of added to by the fact that a lot of things are still going by contract nominations rather than spot. But the Med generally, I think, there's not that many ships with open positions,
right?
And the northbound from the Med to North Europe seems to be fairly firm,
right?
But conversely, southbound from North Europe, I don't quite understand how this works, but there seems to be a softening in the rates and quite a few ships there.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm unclear what the reasons are for that. And I think the brokers are fairly unclear what exactly is the reason for this phenomenon.
Yeah, well, it's probably just markets behaving irrationally.
Yes, the market behaving irrationally. I think there is also probably some fallout from the Lavera Foss strike.
Ah, oh, possibly, yeah.
Where a lot of ships became open very quickly, various cargoes were traded, elsewhere, while the ships were
and I guess there could be kind of a lag effect as well,
because
ships would be in the wrong place for a while, that sort of thing.
So
what's been happening with the shipyards this week? I mean, you were telling me on the way into the studio about, was it the Joe Ike,
well, she wasn't in the shipyard, but she came from the States to Europe. And Joe Tankers told me that they'd actually booked her in for routine maintenance, but that had been cancelled, which meant they suddenly had a vessel with an open position in Europe, supposedly heading for the US.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any cargo for her, and
they
managed to fail to book cargo on a number of occasions, and then tried to send her east, because they had a fully open ship, I think 19,000 tonnes.
So 19,000 tonnes of empty capacity trundling across to the States to see what they could pick up to bring back?
No.
Potentially?
No, they were going to send her to the Arabian Gulf and India.
Oh, that makes much more sense. Okay, yeah.
So, but then they couldn't agree terms for various cargoes that way. And so they ended up then fixing cargoes and did eventually send her to the US.
Good. A broker's life is not a happy one, is it?
It's not. No, not when it's like that. They seemed a bit stressed. But you asked about the shipyards, and yeah, Stolt have had a problem. They we've talked about this before. The Stolt Sapphire went in for rudder repairs.
Yeah.
Into the Rotterdam yard.
Mm-hmm. So when was she due to come out?
Well, she was due to come out on Good Friday, which is April the 6th, something like that, early April.
And has she made an appearance?
She hasn't.
That must be a lot of barnacles to scrape off a ship, I should think.
It's, well, many barnacles, and it's unclear what the problem is with that ship. Stolt told me that they'd replaced her, but they denied that they'd relet the cargo. They told me that she was coming out, and that they had a full cargo for this ship.
Sure.
Then I heard from other brokers that they'd seen her cargo ready for relet.
Oh, right.
Because they couldn't get her out of the yard. Stolt denied this. They said that they'd put on their own ship and that they'd covered that service. It's unclear what's happened to the ship. It seems an extraordinarily long period of time to have a ship laid up in a yard.
For a very minor set of repairs, apparently.
Yes.
Well, I guess in the fullness of time, Stolt will tell us.
I guess.
Or maybe we'll find out. The contents of this recording are copyright Reed Business Information and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.